دكتور جوشوا روس هولده ده بزانت چی وادکات لاوان بو اوی؟ بچن ریز گروپانی چک دارو پشتگیری بکن لبیرو کهک کللان او جور گروپانو بلاو دکریتو. لزن کوی کاتلیکی استرالیا و دی استرالیان کاتلیک یونیورسیتی دکتر روز پیوایا که اما بوی های پیوست به دربرینی مسئولکیتی یان پیاوتیانو.
In the Australian context, that's white male masculinity. It's people who dominate the parliament, dominate the professions, and so on. What you find is that young men who are increasingly doing well in the professions, and there's a lot of them. If you particularly look at groups like Crescent Finance, who are the most successful Islamic superannuation company in the world. If you look at comedians like Amir Rahman, Nazim Hussain, and people like that, Waleed Ali, these guys are very comfortable in working in a world that's dominated and defined by white men.
او هر وحد دلیت مرجنی همو لوکی مسلمان لجنگه کی وحدا بتوانن بجین.
And so you see an increasing gap within Muslim communities of young men doing well, who are capable of thriving and just contributing to society as citizens, like the vast majority of Muslims. And then you've got, you know, a group of young men, small but significant, who feel alienated, who feel marginalised, and who don't have the tools to articulate that. And so this Islamic State narrative, this radical narrative offers them a sense of meaning, empowerment, makes them feel important, and they buy into that.
عبدالرحیم علمی که برای بری کانال کی تلویزیونی به نام روتز تی وی ل روجاوی استرالیا برز ان میدالت که اوان ل گل لوانی مسلمان کردکن که ل زندان هاتونت در هر وها هول ددن که او کسانا دور کنوا ل روتی کردنی او جورا گروپ چک دارانو بیرو ککانیان او هر وها لو باور دایا که او لاوانی رودکن لو جور گروپ چک دارانا کشی کمالایتیان هیو تکلبون لگل کسانی دیکی تمن خویان که دبن با آمانجه کی آسان للاین گروپانی چک دارو رادیکالو.
We got a young boy, sadly his older brother joined Syria, and his mom was approached, she approached me and she said, Elmi, is there any way you could speak to him? And he's only 15 years old. When I spoke with him, I could see that he's a very angry young boy. I mean, he doesn't attend school. There's no role model in his family. He was only raised by his mother. And every time you speak to him, he will tell you exactly what's happening in Syria, in Gaza, why the Muslim world are getting attacked. And you can see that he's very proactive on social networking. You can see that he's completely been brainwashed.
بر از علمی دلیت زور بیل اولوانه تنیا دیانویت دنگیان ببیستریت.
When I speak with a lot of them, they really focus on other issues like why our voice is not heard. They're very eloquent, they're very active on social network. So we focus on young people and we make sure that we listen to them. We don't take them to the mosque. What we do is we really go to their families. We speak to them. And it takes a whole village to raise those young people and support them. So we work with the parents. We work with the local schools. So we're facing a lot of challenges from all perspectives. These kids are quite angry and they need a platform to speak and to listen to.
برنامه دسته وردانی زو یعن Early Intervention وکو چاره سریکی دیکه دست نیشان کراوا. And Sophie Hemmingsen لنستوتی دنمارکی بو خوندن جیهانی کن دالت دنمارک هولی داو او جورا برنامانه لخندگا کن دانت بالام کش داره.
It's a dangerous path because you're trying to tamper with something that isn't broken to prevent something from possibly happening in the future. So you have to be extremely careful. And that's why in a Danish context, this is, it's controversial.
Dr. Hemmingsen dalet du gengeshaheya sabarat ba am jora bernamana. Ke yekeka gengeshakirdini jora keshakan yek bayek la gal okhend karana yan fir kirdiniana sabarat ba terrorismu anja makani.
One is that you should go out in school classes, for example, and sort of confront the problem head on. Teach the children about the dangers of ISIS, for example. Teach them about terrorism, the results of terrorism. And then there is sort of another school of thought that says, we don't want to do that. We don't want to address the problem directly. Instead, we should be more subtle and work around it.
دکتر همینگسن پیوایا که فکرکردنی لاوان سبارت با تروریزم و در انجام کانی کاری تروریزم باشترین رگایا.
We should not directly warn against, for example, ISIS. What should be done instead is try to build capacity to empower the children, to, for example, teach them about how manipulation works. So teaching them how do people try to manipulate with you so that if someone tries, you will recognize it and you will understand what is going on. Or practical democracy, not teaching the children about democracy, but practicing democracy in the classes so that the children learn from a very early stage how to maneuver in a democratic society and how to push their own agendas in a democratic society.
دکتر جوشوا روس هر وها پیوایا که بحس کردن برای گی پرورده و زور کاری گرده بید. بلام او دلیت لأسترالیا و او جوری دسالت داران لگلاوانی مسلمان حلسو کودکن کاری نکردو.
We're seeing a cleavage between where multicultural policies of engagement and social cohesion and so on stop, and then effectively the securitized arm of the state takes over, where you've got a young man who may be 14 or 15 who could be reached by community leaders and community approaches, all of a sudden becomes entirely a police problem. There's no attempt to engage him or to steer him down a different course. It becomes purely securitized, and so we treat him as a potential terrorist. We lock him up in maximum security and treat him as a pariah.
هر باید دکتر روز دالت دبیت کاری بینچینهی بکرت لگل او لوانه.
The typical multicultural approach is to fund community organisations and fund quite wealthy community organisations and leaders. Everyone who puts their hand up and says, I have an answer, has been funded. But that's not reaching young people. So what we need to do is better engage with young activists and young people in communities to reach these people at the margins. Because by funding and maintaining the same pattern of funding multicultural bodies and self-proclaimed experts on radicalisation, we're going down to history will repeat. We're going to see the same problem again and again.
SBS Radio.
برزان گتنگر لراپورتکی SBS زبارد با چارسری کشی رو کردنی لاوان بو لاین گروپی چکدارانو رادیکال. ام راپورتا لاین سنتیلا چنگایی پیو آماده کرابو.
SBS کردی مجارکان من لسر فیسبوک بلاو بکوا. شیر بکوا.